Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Nature Notes with our naturalist and Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Outdoor Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in just moments. Danny Long here with some birding tips from Pam and Lee at Cardinal Corner. They're still reminding us to keep out the bird baths, maybe put out some white millet to attract those migrating birds, and always keep those bird feeders clean to prevent diseases. And if you're starting your holiday gift shopping already, many people are, you have to stop by Cardinal Corner. They've got a huge selection of beautiful things like bird baths, nature gifts, handbags, jewelry, a home and kitchen decor. You really have to see this store for yourself. And the birds, they love that seed from Cardinal Corner because it is the freshest. And if you haven't subscribed to their monthly newsletter yet, do that. Great tips. Subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Cardinal Corner is open 7 days a week. Lee and Pam, West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. You can call them 651-455-6556, or as I said, online at cardinalcorner.com. Cardinal Corner, you pay them a visit, you can see it really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning, Jim. On this Sunday, the Central Standard Time is 7:15. So there.
Yes, I'm glad you said that. And you know what? I went out at 7 o'clock to get the temperature in our backyard here on northwest side of Lake Waconia, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. I didn't need a flashlight.
Oh, how about that?
I could read it. It was 32 degrees. Sky is overcast here. The rain has stopped. And now we have northwest winds blowing. But it still is a beautiful, well, I suppose some people would say not so, but I look at beauty in a little different way. I see all these different things happening outside. So to me, it's a beautiful morning. But before I get started with Nature Notes, I want to mention the passing this past week of two WCCO radio broadcasters.
Yes.
Roger Erickson and Chuck Lilligren. I know you knew them both well.
Oh, yes. Worked for a long time with them both. Yes.
Oh, you know, they're people who brought us the news and information, each in their own special way. And I truly enjoy listening to these talented men on the air. Wow.
What yeah, it was a shock. It really was.
Yeah. Wonderful people. Wonderful people. Sunrise today in the greater Twin Cities area, 6:57, and means it's already up. And sunset, though, Denny, 4:55.
Oh, boy.
I know. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 9 hours, 58 minutes of daylight. Put that in perspective, that's the same amount of daylight we had last February 4th. So we have lost nearly 3 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 20 minutes since last Sunday, and now 5 hours and 38 minutes is the total daylight loss since June 20th, the summer solstice and longest daylight period of the year. We still have 1 hour and 11 minutes of daylight to lose by December 21st, our winter solstice. The normal high for today is 48, normal low 32. Records for today, November 5th in the Twin Cities, 73 for the high. And Denny, that was set last year.
It was last year.
November 5th, 2016. Just a year ago in the Twin Cities, we had very little wind, nearly clear skies, and a record high temperature of 73. Now, I think this is kind of fun just to look and see what happened. I had written in my notes. People were out in shorts and T-shirts, biking, running, playing golf, and tennis, raking their leaves, and working in their gardens. and some of the cold-blooded animals that appeared in the landscape, a few mosquitoes were seen. Honeybees were visiting zinnia flowers. Diana Herring from the Waterville area was at Riverbend Nature Center in Faribault and saw 5 sulfur butterflies on the wing and an active garter snake. Julie Brophy and her husband, Bill Lutz, from Victoria, saw 4 painted turtles. These are eastern painted turtles sunning on logs along the Kelser Pond shoreline. And we heard snowy tree crickets calling in the evening. And I picked and ate wild grapes while out on a walk. Our neighbors, David and Peggy Philp, continue to pick ripe fall-bearing raspberries from their garden and ripe honey gold apples from their tree. That was a year ago today. Now, on this, we're one day past full moon. Oh, I should say record low 3 set 66 years ago in 1951. So we went record high 73, record low 3. The most snow we've ever received in this state, 4.2 inches, 1959. We're a day past full moon, and this full moon sets this morning at 8:23. I don't think it's going to be clear enough to see it. It rises this evening at 6:32. The Minnesota Weather Guide consulting astronomer Rod Nerdahl reminds us of 2 rare sky events worth observing. And these include the occultation of the bright star Aldebaran in the constellation Taurus tonight. So in the upper Midwest, we will be able to see the moon pass in front of Aldebaran at 7:09. That's Central Standard Time. Central Standard Time. And reappear again at 7:59. So this Aldebaran will be behind the moon for 50 minutes. And hopefully the sky will be clear so people can see this. The moon is close, one day past full, and so very bright. It would be difficult to see the moon as it passed in front of Aldebaran with unaided eye, but binoculars would work perfect. Another event starting Friday, November 10th, and continuing to Monday the 13th, the 2 bright planets, Venus and Jupiter, will be close together and closer each morning. Look low on the horizon 45 minutes before sunrise and, you know, look east, southeast, and you'll see these 2 planets. On November 13th, the 2 planets, Venus and Jupiter, appear just a fourth a degree apart. That would be 1/4 the diameter of the moon. Yes, there's all kinds of interesting things happening outside right now. I just got to get my list in order. Julie Brophy and Bill Lutz, her husband from Victoria, report that last Sunday evening, the 29th, they heard duet hooting from a pair of great horned owls. I heard the owls last night hooting. On Monday, the 30th of October, the first fox sparrows of the season arrived at their feeding station, and 6 displaying hooded bergansers returned to Kelser Pond, that's right next to their yard, on Halloween. And on the morning of November 1st, they noticed that all the leaves had dropped off their neighbor's ginkgo tree during the night. A very late to migrate ruby-throated hummingbird was seen and photographed by Glenn Unruh in his, and then this, the hummingbird was at a sugar water feeder in Mendota Heights this last Monday, October 30th. There was a confirmed report by Nancy Lee of a snowy owl in Prior Lake of Scott County on Friday, November 3rd, and another snowy owl was reported near Nerstrand in Rice County yesterday, November 4th. The first migrating monarch butterflies have arrived at their wintering site in Mexico. Elizabeth Howard and Julie Brophy, who work for Journey North, an educational internet program that helps elementary and secondary education students learn about animal migrations, note that another Journey North observer, Estella Romero, reports from Angangueo, and you have to say this for me, Denny, Michoacan,
very good.
Mexico, that's west of Mexico City, in the mountains there, this last Monday, October 30th. And now I'm going to quote Estella. Now, this is broken down from the Spanish, but this is in English. A harmonious parade of monarchs were so clearly and incredibly streaming across the sky. I walked into the woods and was simply spellbound. The massive arrival was just taking place. Even at this time of day, 12:30 p.m., some small clusters were forming. I have not seen such a clearly massive arrival in years. My camera started shooting. At moments, it felt impossible to shoot. There were so many returning, migrating monarchs flying, even where, and they were all around the forest. Anyway, they're back. It's so neat to think those little creatures are now reaching to the wintering site.
Isn't that? That really is something. Say, Jim, yeah. You had mentioned, before we talk about By the Yard, you mentioned hummingbirds, and you got an email right after the show last week from Becky in Blue Earth, Minnesota, in Faribault County. My husband had been telling me it was time to take down the hummingbird feeder. Again, this is a week ago today. But the honeybees were enjoying the last of the nectar, and then they saw a hummingbird looking for food on Sunday, 10/29. We quickly made out some new nectar for that bird, and she enjoyed the fresh nectar for quite a while. That was a week ago today.
But today.
A week ago today. And two bluebird sightings. One from Eagle Bend in central Minnesota saw two bluebirds yesterday. And then Rick in St. Peter had three blue jays, at my bird feeder. I did not see them all summer. So two bluebirds and three blue jays.
Three blue jays. How about that? And blue jays are migrants, too. Some of these blue jays have come from the far north and are coming through this area right now. Oh, that's great.
All right. Well, it's been a little wet lately, and that just kind of cleans off our by-the-yard furniture, doesn't it?
It does. And ours just sparkles outside this morning.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah.
Jim and I talked about this maintenance-free outdoor furniture. It's made right here in Minnesota, down in Jordan, Minnesota. Family-run business, still is. Gliders, benches, accent tables. Jim, I know you've got a good-sized picnic table as well. But they have the mission line of the furniture now, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Mission rocking chairs. It's really a timeless design. And because it's going to last for decades on your deck or patio. And even though summer has ended, Jim and I remind you that By the Yard Showroom in Jordan still open Monday through Saturday. You can go on the web, bytheyard.net. Remember to like their Facebook page, too, if you will. Or like a lot of folks do, they call right after Jim's show, and just it's a recording. Just leave your address, and they'll ship you that free color catalog. 1-877-220-0448. 877-220-0448. You'll find out why Jim and I love that By the Yard furniture.
You know, one time many years ago, I heard Roger Erickson and Charlie Boone interviewing a couple of men from Sweden who were walking across America.
I remember that.
Yeah, and you know what they said? They said something about, Charlie or Roger said something about, wow, you're out here on this cold day. It was about this time of the year, maybe later in the year. And they said, their comment was, There's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing.
Only bad clothes. That's right. That's so true.
And I was thinking about that with the body yard furniture. There are many people that go outside this time of the year and through the winter who use their by the yard furniture, you know, like all year round.
Why not? Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. Jim, we have a couple of minutes or so to go.
Okay. Naturalist Matt Shute, author of the new book, Nature at Our Doorstep, led a walk in the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum yesterday. He and his group saw a couple of migrating brown creepers in with a group of black-capped chickadees in the forest. They found buck rubs, and they saw the common witch hazel. It's a shrub blooming nicely. It's their last shrub that blooms each year, golden yellow flowers. They noticed the smoky gold and bright golden yellow needles on several types of larches, and lingering reds and burnt oranges on some of the sugar maple selections. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault report yesterday a company cedar waxwings was in their yard eating juniper berries and using the bird bath to drink. On Friday, Tom counted 41 migrating common loons on Cannon Lake, along with common mergansers, hooded mergansers, canvasbacks, and other waterfowl. On October 31st, Val Rukavina from the Hopkins, Minnetonka area saw over 1,000 migrating American coots on Rice Lake near Shakopee. Jim Hovder from Little Rock Lake near Rice in Benton County reports that by November 1st, the water temperature dropped to 37, and on November 3rd, there were a thin coating of ice on the lake already. Wow. Jim and Jan Hovda's yard, in their yard, dark-eyed juncos are the most common of the bird feeder birds. They also note seeing several American crows with white tail and wing feathers come to their big suet feeder. Diane and Dave Herring, who live near Waterville, report lots of corn has been combined in that area this past week. On November 1st, David saw a red fox in the area. That's unusual because there's so many coyotes in that area. Ray and Marlene Simon, who live on the edge of Northfield, report three little brown bats still in their bat house. They had more than 100 in there, you know, a month ago. But they're hoping these last three will take off and go hibernate in a cave someplace. David and Mary Brislance from Lutzen on November 1st, pine grosbeaks returned. Lately, snow buntings from the Arctic are commonly seen in flocks of 10 to 20 birds along Highway 61 and other roads. Bald eagles, rough-legged hawks, and red-tailed hawks have been migrating through. There's very little snow along the North Shore, but you go a couple miles up the Caribou and Gunflint trails, and the snow is 6 to 8 inches deep.
Wow. What a difference.
How about that?
Well, Jim, enjoy your week. We hope to chat with you again a week from today. What do you say?
Look forward to it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Bye.
Nature Knows back next Sunday morning here on 830 WCCO.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.